be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" Jesus replied, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing live in royal palaces. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our second reading today is from the letter of James, in which he talks extensively about being patient, patiently waiting for God to do things his way, not our way. I know it's something I need to work on. I suspect most of us do. If I shared this story with you before, I apologize. But remember, I'm getting of the age where repetition is becoming more and more common. When I was a little kid, our next-door neighbor was an older woman by the name of Barb. Barb had raised 5 sons and a daughter, all of whom were married, and she still lived alone in a huge old Victorian house. And whenever I mowed our lawn in the summer, I would go through the shrubbery and mow Barb's lawn. Whenever I shoveled our sidewalk in the winter, I would go over and shovel Barb's. No one, believe me, no one lit up brighter than the day I was ordained than did Barb in the pride she took for me. One fall, I always called my mother on Saturday nights, and one fall my mother kept saying to me, "I'm worried about Barb, she's starting to fail. And every day when I go over, she asks when you're coming home. Every day, when is he coming home?" And so I went home the night before Thanksgiving, and I said to my mother, "I'm just gonna run over and say hi to Barb." And when I went in, she wasn't in the kitchen where she normally was. She was always cooking or baking. In the spring, she made dandelion wine. And I'll tell you, one glass of that could put you out of commission for 2 days. And I saw she was sitting in a little sitting room way at the front of the house. And so I walked toward there, and when I stood in the archway and looked at her, I was shocked at how she had aged. And finally I said, "Hi, gorgeous," and she just lit up and beamed. And she patted for me to come over and sit next to her. I sat down and she put her hand on top of my hand and kept patting my hand and saying, "I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you." And finally she said to me, "I want to go to confession," which she had never done before. I said, "Barb, you're 95 years old. What can you do wrong?" And she said, "I can still think about it." And so she made this genuinely humble confession that was very touching, and kept patting my hand and saying, "I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you." And with that, her head slumped and she died. And I remember sitting there for the longest time, trying to figure out what had just happened. And then I went next door where her son and daughter-in-law lived and got them. If that old lady could wait that patiently to die, until she saw the little boy from next door one more time, don't you think you and I can wait a little more patiently for God to do things his way? Amen.